Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
541-961-5374.
Thank you. Give me one moment to locate your account, please.
Okay.
Can you verify the name and address on the account for me?
Melvin Wallander, 156 Leap Road, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, 97457.
Thank you for that verification. How can I help?
A week or so ago, I guess I had a decline on my credit card. I think it was on the Ecto one and one other one.
Yeah, it looks like the GTR and the Ecto one.
And then the GTR just went, it looks like they just shifted it or something.
Okay, do you need to change the payment info on the Ecto one or just reactivate it?
Just reactivate it. Do you know when they'll run it again?
Yeah, they'll do it again tomorrow.
Okay, and are there any other deactivated right now?
I'm gonna double check. Give me 1 second.
Because I haven't seen the anything for the Back to the Future one, the DeLorean, for a while.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second to get the Ecto one reactivated and the GTR, and then we'll check that one.
Yeah, the GTR, they just sent out a shipment, I think, this week, but I don't know. I missed the shipment, I guess, because of my this thing.
Hold on just a second. My system doesn't want to move as fast as we are today.
I promise I won't be your pain in the neck customer today.
Oh, you are fine. That is what I'm here for. It looks like with the GTR, what it was actually trying to send you is a special for the 1/18 scale model. Do you want the 1/18 scale?
Yes, I still did.
Okay. It's basically, it's just like a smaller version of, you know, the big build.
Yeah.
So your regular, the regular shipments are good, and you're right, a shipment did just go out for that. The 1/18 scale will be $58.85.
Okay.
I'm getting that reactivated now. It's making me, hold on. For some reason, for me to update or to reactivate the GTR specials, it's going to make me enter your card number and expiration date again. Do you have that available to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to put that one on a different card then. Just hold on.
Okay. Now, do you want me to put, like, that whole account on a different card?
Just the specials, fine. Or does it need the whole account?
No, sir. I can update just the specials with that.
All right. Here. Ready when you are.
Okay. Go ahead.
412-0-6180. 6134-6959.
And the expiration?
0724.
Thank you, sir. Give me 1 second. All right. And those are reactivated also. Now let's see what's going on with the DeLorean, you said, right?
Yes, is that one deactivated?
It didn't look like it.
I just hadn't seen
something out of stock. Let me double check and see what it is. Issue 7. my ETA. Let's see what that'll be. It looks like we're expecting all of the DeLorean parts to be in by the 27th. So it should be in by then and begin shipping again. But everything is good on that account.
Okay. So that was my only problem for the moment.
Yes, sir. That was it. Was there anything else I could help with at this time?
The other accounts are deactivated right now, are they?
No, sir. Everything is good to go.
There's a new one. I figured maybe I'll at least try the trial subscription for it if you have a minute.
Okay, which one is that?
You guys have a new one, the Jeep?
Yeah, the Willie's Jeep. Okay. Okay. And you want to sign up for that one, right?
Yeah, that one looks like that should be an interesting one.
I've heard a lot of really good feedback from it. It's brand new, so I don't know a lot of details about it, but from everything I've heard, they say it's awesome.
I've only had one issue so far with your models, and that was on the, you know, with how it goes together, and that was on the Ecto-1. And it has to do with one of the brackets where, like, the generator for the engine goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So the generator is going to be an even with the engine, you know, horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
It's angled backwards. It's like,
oh, no.
I guess just how it was done. Maybe I'll make a modification piece or something.
If you want, I don't know if it could possibly be a situation where it may have been defective, but if you want me to reship you the item that, you know, the issue that you were having a problem with to see if that would get it corrected, I can.
It's nothing. It's nothing you did. It's the way they did the bracket. Because I checked all the pieces, nothing was broken. One piece was just shorter, you know, on it with the where the screw goes in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just a design thing they did.
Okay.
I'm not really worried.
If you want me to pass that along that, you know, that was causing some issues, I'll definitely do that because we certainly don't want you guys to have any issues when you're trying to put this together.
Because it shows a little, but I'm not worried about it right now.
Okay.
Or
if you change your mind, just
models.
Let us know.
You guys have the models put together somewhere, at least one of them, right?
Well, we don't physically here at customer service, but the design team, of course, does.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I guess
tell them they need to take a look at the bracket on the Ecto-1. Behind the generator, because the generator is not level.
Okay, I'm actually going to put that in my log now, send that up to corporate, and have them take a look at that so they can, you know, get that revised and not have any other issues. So for the Willie's Jeep, the total today will be $1.95. And that's going to come to you at 156 Loop Road, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, 97457.
Yes, ma'am.
And how does your name appear on the card?
Melvin R. Wallander.
W-A-L-L-A-N-D-E-R. All right. And I will have to get the payment information from you again. I'm ready whenever you are.
4120-6180-6134-6959.
And the expiration date?
0724.
And I will need the magic code this time.
Fine, be that way. It's 017.
I'm so sorry.
I'm getting 42. Sorry.
I know you're good. I figured you were joking. All right.
Unless you want me to be a creepy butt.
let's get you
You know that on that Ecto one, I went out and bought a Cadillac a few years newer, just a week or so ago.
Really?
I bought myself a 1960. You can look it up online if you want, but I went and bought a 1964 Cadillac Fleetwood.
That is awesome.
I bought a real one.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's not a sedan. It's not the sedan DeVille. It's the actual Fleetwood. The real. It's a big, long old boat. You could hide a whole family in the trunk of that thing. But it has the same, basically the same front end, not the same bumper, but the same front end. I mean, other than the lights on the front bumper of the Ecto one, the rest of the whole bumper is all the same. The whole front clip is all the same.
That is so cool. That's like, now you can kind of like, that. It'd be awesome to have like the model and like the actual car and it look, you know, like the Ecto one. That would be so cool.
Yeah, if you send the changing guard pictures of that stuff.
That would be awesome. Let me repeat that back to you because it's not, it's telling me for you to contact me. So I'm going to repeat the card number back to you, sure I have that correct. I've got 4120, 6180, 6134, 6959.
Yes.
And then 7 of 24.
Yes.
And 017.
Yes. I can use a different card if it's giving you grief.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Because, I mean, a lot of times the bank sometimes will want authorization first, and that could be it. I'm not 100% certain. But if you have another one, then we could use that.
If I can get it out here.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm ready when you are.
Go ahead whenever you're ready.
4003 4482 3144 9869.
Are you in the expiration?
Having trouble seeing it. Just a minute.
Rubs off so easy.
0824.
Okay, and the magic code.
329.
All right, one moment. What in the world? That is really odd.
Is it still acting up?
It is.
I'll just use my bank card. I don't know what it is. Though that was two different credit cards from two different places.
I don't know if what could be going on.
We'll try this one last time with another card. Otherwise, I'll put it on hold for a little bit.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready whenever you are.
4160 4671 0654 8406.
Expiration?
0324.
And the magic code.
Two, three, one, and it just says Melvin Wallander on that card. Okay. W-A-L-L-A-N-D-E-R.
And you said that the code was 631?
231.
231. Okay. I'm thinking something. So maybe up with our system because I've never seen it it do that.
Did it do it again on this page?
It did. It keeps saying to contact me, and I don't know why it's doing that.
This one was with Umpqua Bank. The last one was with Capital One, and the one before that was with Merrick Bank.
Yeah, and none of those should be given a problem at all. If you want, I can get you over to one of my associates to see if she can get that order placed for you.
I'll just call back next week or so on it.
Okay, I am so sorry, Mr. Wallander. I sincerely apologize about that. Was there anything else I could help with at this time?
No, I'll just talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. I hope you enjoy your day.
You too.